Hello, Royals fans, and welcome once again to the podcast Inside Athletics, your inside look at what goes on here behind the scenes at Eastern Mennonite University in the athletic department. I'm Dave King, Director of Athletics. I want to welcome you to this week's broadcast. Again, we are coming to you each week with some updates, but mostly branching out into other areas of the athletic program that maybe doesn't get the attention as during the school year we spend a lot of time talking specifically about results and what's happening, with individual teams. But we're taking the time this summer to focus in on a couple of other different avenues and angles of the athletics. As I sit here and talk to you today, it has been a busy week on campus, particularly in the gym, as Kirby Dean, our men's basketball coach, has held his kids camp. He has 2 weeks of them, and this one was for the little kids. I think ages four on up or something. I heard him say maybe age four was a little bit too young. And then he's capping it off right now. There is a huge team camp going on right now in which high schools from across the state have brought their teams in. Some are bringing both varsity and JV, some just varsity. And they started sometime around noon today, and they'll go all the way through, I believe, Sunday afternoon perhaps. And I want to discuss just a little bit about that perspective, and it does create what I consider to be an interesting dilemma for those of us involved in athletics. Certainly, we would look at coaches who hold a camp as a great publicity piece because the local kids certainly get involved. The parents come on campus. They see what we have. The coaches get to see some of the players, not that all of the players that come to camps are certainly going to end up playing for you, but certainly it is a recruiting tool, even from the standpoint of recruiting students to Eastern Mennonite University. So there is a great possibility of that being a public relations benefit for the university. And this type of a weekend that Kirby is having and the other coaches, women's basketball coach Kevin Griffin will also have one, is this team camp. And the team camps have become very, very successful fundraisers for any coach that holds them. And it brings us to one of the dilemmas that we face within athletics, and that is, what is the real purpose or what is the value of the team camp? I'll share a personal experience of sending my own son numbers of years ago to a camp at Duke University. And naturally, as a proud father, I was thinking that this was going to be a great opportunity for him to learn a lot and to get deeply involved and to meet Coach Krzyzewski and all of that good stuff. And so my mind was flying pretty high on all of that. And when he returned, I asked him about it, and he said that from his perspective, he was really got tired of standing in long lines at outside courts in 95-degree weather and high humidity. And I asked him about it, and he said, well, there were, I think, 450 kids there or something like that. And so the amount of instruction time was pretty limited, and so he spent a lot of time standing in lines. Please understand me, this is not a criticism of Duke University and the camps, but it's to give you an idea of what a lot of the camps are designated for. And when I began to add together how much money I spent for my son and times that times 450, and then realized that Duke University had 5 weeks of camp, I soon began to realize that the major emphasis here is going to be on the money that goes back to the university or to the coach, however they set that up. In the case of Eastern Mennonite University, all of our coaches who do run camps and clinics and things like that do run it under their own business organization that they've set up, and they do pay rent from to the university at reduced rates for their activities. The thing I want to focus on, though, is, again, this dilemma, the fact that this creates a great fundraising opportunity for our coaches to hold these team camps. But on the other hand, where is the limit going to be in terms of the number of times that parents will get their kids involved in it? What is the cost aspect to that? I just got off the phone with a good friend of mine who's a baseball coach in Southern Virginia, and he talked about the fact that, again, just recently here in Virginia, they've taken off basically all limits of out-of-season activity. So now as a coach of a high school team, you may be with your team or doing whatever you want with a team basically anytime you want to during the year. I understand that there are three dead periods, and that's the first 2 weeks of each season. So the start of the fall season, the start of the winter season, the start of the spring season are times when you're not supposed to be doing anything with your kids. However, as this particular coach told me, that's pretty simple because I can tell my kids, if you go out for the football team, you're not going to play for me in the spring. And that's certainly one of the dilemmas that is happening. So one of the questions that I raise is, where are the limits going to be? Can we limit and how can we limit the out-of-season activities for our high school student athletes? There's no doubt about it that continuing to play at a high level is one of the necessary parts of preparing yourself to play at the collegiate level. But at what point is too much too much? And at what point will we get to the point where kids become burnt out with it? There are no easy answers to the issue, but I wanted to at least raise the concern today and have you think about it. And for those of you who'd like to respond, I'd love to get into some dialogue with you about it. We have the dilemma of a lot of teams wanting to do this to get started with it. But as I've listened to some of our assistant coaches who referee during these times, and as I listen to some others, there are a lot of teams out there that take this stuff pretty seriously. And when I look at the number of parents who are taking the day off work today to stand around the upper arena of on the track and watch their son play and probably put some pressure on the coach as to why their son didn't play, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I soon become a little bit skeptical of whether or not all of these activities, particularly the team camps, are as beneficial as what they might turn out to be. I'd like for people to at least consider the fact that if we continue down this particular road, family time is going to be lost. There is the possibility of them becoming complacent about it or burning out before they get there. So one of the dilemmas that we try to deal with is what is it that we should be doing with as we help parents, particularly as they talk to us about their out-of-season activities. As I've said before, there's no easy answer about it. For those of you that are out there considering the involvement of your own son or daughter in summertime, out-of-season activities, I would simply ask that you would keep in mind what is the purpose of the camp or clinic that you're sending them to. I would look at the ratio between numbers of instructors and also the number of campers. I would look at the cost factors and I'd look at the facilities. You need to recognize that most camps are set up as recruiting tools and money makers. And many times you will be limited on the amount of instruction you actually receive. At the same time, some of these team camps that are being held in almost all sports, soccer, et cetera, and everything else, can sometimes be very beneficial in getting your son or daughter ready for the coming season. At the same time, they can also be quite a bit of pressure. One of the questions would be, is this the regular season or not? I recall very clearly when my son was playing in a summer league between his junior and senior year, he came to me after one of the games and he said, I thought that the summertime was a time when I was to try new things, get myself in shape, stay in condition with the ball. I feel like my coach is treating it like it's a regular season and coaching with that kind of intensity. I'm not sure that the summertime and the out-of-season activity was meant to carry the same level of intensity that is held during the season. But the reality is that many coaches and many situations, the intensity is ratcheted up, even in these particular types of events that are supposed to be more recreational or at least more conditioning, et cetera. So keep in mind clearly that as you become involved in these, make sure you do a lot of your homework to make sure that you're getting in the right situation for your son or daughter. Again, as I said, this is not something that's going to be easily dealt with, but I wanted to raise it because it's one that we deal with quite a bit here. So as I sit here and I realize the benefit that is going on out in the gym right beside me to our own coaches in terms of fundraising, I also am quite concerned about the number of parents who are watching, the number of kids who are here, and whether or not it's truly a benefit to them. And I'm watching the coaches to see how they treat it. Do they treat it as a building experience, or do they treat it much like it's in season with a high intensity level? It's one of the ongoing dichotomies that we will have in athletics as we continue down this road. So I encourage you to try to look carefully at what involvement you're going to have and make some decisions based upon your family time as well as how beneficial this might be. Thanks for joining me today on our podcast, in which we've talked a little bit about out-of-season conditioning and opportunities for your son or daughter, and also some of the dilemmas that they might create. Thanks for joining us. Once again, we look forward to talking with you next week. I hope that you have a good week. Enjoy the sunshine, the warmth, and family time as well. And until we talk next week, I invite you to make it a great week.